This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
WEEI Afternoons, midway through a Thursday afternoon. Kind of a beautiful Thursday afternoon if you look at our Twitch cam. Still a few leaves on the trees, kind of a little fall evening here. And of course, as always, doesn't really matter whether it's spring, summer, fall, whatever. We're in a bit of a feud with some outsiders who think we did them dirty, I guess. As we talked about earlier in the show, Cam Newton responded to the question we asked Drake May on Monday, Patriots Monday, about Cam Newton's original Fool's Gold comment.
I thought it was a little harsh that Stephen A. was critical of you for asking that question.
Yeah, what did he call me, weak ass?
Yeah, you were within the lines, the boundaries of asking that question. I don't understand that he was so outraged by the question.
And I actually got worried. When this started to blow up, there was part of me that was like, did I say Cam called Drake personally fool's gold? I was worried if I misspoke. And then as we all went back and listened to it, I was like, No, I said Cam called the Patriots fool's gold. And then Cam, in his response, before he starts threatening me, said, and I double down on it. I think they, and then he actually chose to make it personal.
He threatened you. Like he's really, he wants to kill you. He wants to hurt you. He wants to,
A man said, but you poked the bear, but don't keep doing it. I took that as a threat. I said, if I disappear ever, you got that on record. Go find Cam Newton. He's the first suspect. There's probably a lot of them, actually. A lot of suspects for my disappearance. But so we listened to Cam Newton. As you mentioned, we listened to Stephen A. Smith, who had a weird rant about athletes in sports and media. I didn't even know how that fit into this conversation. But he had that. Then he called me weak ass for asking the question. Everybody seems to think it was taken out of context. We went down that whole road. And then Stephen A. called. I didn't take this out of context either. Make sure I... He called Drake May a liar. He said, I know it was performative, but he said, you're a liar. You do know what show Cam Newton's on. Like that there's this idea that, you know, Drake May is watching TV every weekday morning to see Cam Newton and his appearances on, like, how much TV did you watch as a player, Ted, at like 9, 10 in the morning?
I have no idea. The pop culture, don't ask me anything between 1995 to 05. I don't know what was going on there.
You're a freaking football player who they told to show up and lift and go to meetings and do this.
You're there at 7 in the morning and you're doing your work.
He's also a liar.
He called Drake May a liar. But this, it didn't stop here. This isn't just an ESPN thing, or I guess technically this is an extension of ESPN. I never know where Pat McAfee stands. Is he part of the ESPN team, or is he his own team that just kind of is on ESPN?
I
think it's the latter, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Pat McAfee picked it up. So this is a conversation he has. First, you'll hear Boston Connor, I believe, and then it rolls into an answer with Kirk Herbstreit, who is their guest at the time. He is the Thursday Night Football analyst. He does college football. Big Drake May fan, if you remember from last Thursday night. Big Drake May fan and Kirk Herbstreit. So let's hear how our feud with Cam Newton and the whole issue with Drake May played on the Pat McAfee show.
Let's go to a WEEI 93.7 FM.
Yeah. You're familiar with this guy, and he played for the Patriots. Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold. That was his words, not mine. Do you hear those things? Do you react those things? Any comment on that?
Oh, no. I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, make certain comments. So, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
Great answer. That was from?
That was from Fitzy, and I really apologize. I'm not sure who his co-host
Fitz and
was.
Witt. Fitz and Witt. We appreciate that. Just got pulled up
okay,
right here.
Okay, boom. Yes. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Fitz and Witt is.
All right, can we stop for a minute? I have a name. Andy Hart.
Teddy, you like that one?
I do. I just, where did that come from?
What I was wondering. And Dan posed that he thinks somebody said something into Pat McAfee's
ear.
Yeah,
I heard Dan say, I think there might be some truth to that because he was, it's Witt. Because he said it as if somebody was telling him right there in his ear at the same time.
As the Googler on the show, I fed you guys information that on second attempt, if I'd slowed down a little bit, I went, oh, that's not what the answer was. The timeout conversation about Belichick a couple days ago, I read it the wrong way. So it happens every now and again. I think they were just scrambling like, oh my God, what's the name of the show? And just gave him the wrong
answer. Or that one day you said something about Drake and I thought you said break and I started to throw to break and you're like, don't go to break yet. We're in the middle of a segment here. You can't go to break yet. So stuff happens. Absolutely stuff happens. But Fitzy, do you have a wit in your life? Like, have you ever done media? Because you and I have done a lot of crap together. Fitzy and Hart is absolutely a fit.
But it's fit and wit. They kind of rhyme. So they rolled off the tongue, I think.
And wit is good. I'm witty.
How about wits? It should have been Fitzy and Witsy or Fitz and Wits. Like, the fact that it just stopped at wit. I don't know. That felt like a half-baked thought from McAfee.
All right, Dan Ball says he has it.
I think I found what they found by accident. The Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth podcast, boys, is called Fitz and Wit.
That's hurtful.
Oh, it's not. Those are two former NFL players.
Okay,
there you go.
I'm not
so
Whit.
Andy, you get to be the cool 6'7" brohemoth who always wears a hoodie with a blazer. I'm the guy that takes his shirt off at Bills games
with a weird beard and that cheese sculptor in that other commercial.
But I have a Harvard degree, so that's cool.
All right, roll it, Stiz.
I'm not sure who his co-host
Fitz and Whit. Fitz and Whit. We appreciate that. Just got pulled up right
here. Okay, boom. Yes. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Fitz and Whit is.
I don't think that was a Fitz shot at all.
No, it wasn't
that,
a shot.
That wasn't a shot.
He was asking if he heard
it.
Go ahead.
I think he was just basically saying, I don't know what show I'm in the film room. I don't know what show he's on. I'm just worried about the guys in the facility, this organization. We're just trying to win games. I think he just went into kind of that Bull Durham quotes. You know, I think he was. I really didn't take anything.
Me neither. But if you pull it and you put it up there and say, I don't even know what show he's on. That is certainly put it out there. It's Drake May saying, "Who said what? I don't even know what show." He's on, but
love the uni.
All right, we don't need the uni. We don't need the uni.
Does Pat McAfee need guests or co-hosts, or is he just going to keep talking over everybody?
Yeah, I noticed that. Was a little tough.
But so I did want to clarify here. So this is we're at Thursday. This happened Monday at Dan Ball. Refresh my memory. 4 o'clock with Drake May. 4:15.
Quarter after four.
Okay, so Monday afternoon, similar to this time. And I saw it in a few places. It got blogged a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it was like yesterday, it really started to, it like caught the jet stream, as they say, in weather. Like something, like, and I think, Ted, you've probably had issues with this in the past where things are kind of, you're like, and then all of a sudden, like, how did it blow up, I guess is my question. And then they played the clip for Cam Newton. So like, he reacted to the clip. The question from me and the answer from Drake. He didn't read like a movie poster. He didn't read a blog entry. So how did we get to where we are?
I have no idea. I'll be honest with
you. Neither.
Aggregators. It's as simple as that. They seized it. They put it out there. And it's the classic case of playing telephone, Ted. One person tells one person.
Yep.
Someone shares with someone.
Yep.
X number of reblogs, and somebody at ESPN sees it and is like, oh, wait a second. This is juicy. Stephen A., what do you think?
I'll tell you what I think tomorrow at 10.
And then here we are, Andy.
Don't keep poking this bear.
Yes, Dan Ball?
A slice of credit pie goes to Lauren Campbell of Mass Live, because yesterday at 12:27 p.m., Lauren Campbell on Mass Live posted the article, Drake May responds to Cam Newton's Fool's Gold comment, I don't even know what show he's on. So
well
that
done.
Then got picked up by Pro Football Talk, which is, I think, around the time that your son started to see the video version of that, and then it just kind of grew from there.
There
so
go.
It went local, national, whatever you consider first.
We got
take.
To the bottom of that. Thank
but
God.
The question I have is, when it got to Cam, they played the question and answer for him. So it's not like he's beholden to some blog he read on the internet that was taken out of. No. They played my question and they played Drake's answer. And that's when he went off on his whole thing. So what's the confusion here, Cam? You said it. He responded to it. He didn't take a shot at you. He just works during the morning. He's not part of your target demographic because he has a great job in the NFL.
You're asking me to basically tell you how Cam Newton thinks? Well, that's like asking me how a watch works. Just tell me what the time is. I don't know. Awful Announcing's got your back.
Oh, nice.
They got a little thing, a blur about this. It just says this. Newton began the first take segment by responding to May, acknowledging he labeled the Patriots full goal, but also claiming it was presented to New England's quarterback out of context. Smith took that to mean Newton was misquoted on EEI, which was not the case. The question was presented to May fairly by the WEEI host.
How come no one uses my name?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Starting to wonder why my name isn't out there.
The show is called WEEI Afternoon, so it must be hosted by host one, host two, and host three, right?
Because I got all these people, and do you want your 15 minutes of fame? Well, if I'm going to try to take my 15...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
15 minutes of fame, I need them to use my name.
Yeah.
It's the worst 15 minutes of fame ever. My name's not used. In fact, I was called Wit. That was what I was called.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, Ted, I'm a little disappointed.
Fits and Wit.
Sorry, bud.
Son of a
bitch. Can't help you out there, man.
Anyway, I teased it with Tommy Curran. I wanted to get to this. The question that we had in the original rundown before it hit the fan with all this Cam Newton ESPN stuff. Ted, you wanted to talk about it because you phrased it like this. Because I was – Milton Williams is the first Patriot to go on IR, even though that doesn't mean what it once means. It means you miss four games and he'll be back. So, you know, you look at it, last couple weeks you dealt with the Booty.
He was the
first
starter to go on IR. Yep.
And then Gonzalez was never on IR. He started the year, probably should have been because he ended up missing a bunch of games, but whatever. So we posed the question, what's your list of, I would say three. We asked Tom Curran. He obviously, Spillane, first off the tongue.
I think Spillane's a good one. I think he's such an important part of that defense. You know, I think, you know, Jack Gibbons could fill in a little bit, you know, Christian Ellis to some degree, but I just think he is vital. I think he's vital to that defense. He's the guy, the conduit between the front line and the secondary. You know, Will Campbell, I think, you know, even, I don't know, is it crazy to say Steph Diggs? I mean, he's led the team in receptions in three of the 11 games, but he's just such a flag carrier for this team. So I think Diggs, Spillane, Will Campbell, and Christian Gonzalez would be the guys not named Drake May that they cannot afford to lose.
Fitzy, you got a list?
List came to me in no time at all. I would go Gonzo, Will Campbell, Spillane. Yeah. Easy as can be, because we saw the proof as to what the defense looks like with Gonzo versus not having Gonzo over those first three games. If Will Campbell's out, then it's Vidarian Lowe or insert swing tackle here and goodnight, sweet prince. Drake May is going to be running for his life, and the running game also takes a knock. And then Robert Spillane, yeah, that's the front. Like, you know who's going to make as big a difference as anyone else covering up for Milton Williams being out until actually after Christmas? It's going to have to be Spillane. He's not the same size. You can't say, you know, oh, it's Corey Durden or insert name of the Gregory guy. No, Robert Spillane is going to have so many more messes he's going to have to clean up in that next level of the defense without Milton Williams there. You cannot afford to lose him.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I even put on there Craig Woodson. Craig Woodson, he's played every snap on defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could replace him with maybe Del Pettis or somebody else, but they just the snap count alone tells you how much they value him on defense as a guy that's had some issues maybe at times, but wasn't he the second leading tackler on the team?
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, he's kind of up there with Spillane as far as importance on the defense, even though you don't hear his name as much.
Yeah, atop my list, and I think by a large margin, would be Will Campbell. Because, you know, we're doing this list. Everybody's listening. Wait, you don't have Drake May on there? It's other than Drake May. Drake May is the main answer. And if Will Campbell doesn't play, that puts Drake May in jeopardy. Because I don't – Marcus Bryant, Vidarian Lowe, I don't know who the next tackle is. I don't want to see Morgan Moses go down either, but I can't say both tackles probably off the top of the list. So I would say Will Campbell just because of the importance to the really important guy, the chess piece, the main chess piece, Drake May. And I think I would go second with Christian Gonzalez, and because we did Fitzy, like everybody still goes, how did you guys let Geno Smith throw for however many yards?
360
Geno Smith,
yeah. Yards.
Yeah. Now, part of it was Brock Bowers was healthy early in the year. That was a big part of it. But you were playing without Christian Gonzalez. Now, I will say, theoretically, Ted, shouldn't Carlton Davis be ready to step up to a bigger role if Christian Gonzalez is out? Like, he's your $18 million sure. veteran. No,
he'd be the guy that you put on their the best receiver.
And then I'd cross my fingers and hope that he is capable of doing the job.
Look, he hasn't been, you know, he hasn't been spectacular, but he hasn't been awful either.
No, he hasn't.
He's been more than serviceable.
If he wasn't making $18 million, I think we would look at him differently. I think the paycheck affects like the perception of how he's playing, because he was brought in as a big money signing, and I don't know that you feel like you're getting return on investment.
Yeah,
there.
No. And the secondary's given up. You know, look, they're one of the big. Their secondary's given up some of the most big plays in the NFL. Is what I'm trying to say. They're one of the big kind of play secondaries in the NFL, and that's partly responsible because of Carlton Davis. So, and it's. You can't afford to, I mean, that's the thing. Knock on wood. It's amazing. I said the biggest issue with this team would be depth going into the season. And it's kind of they've been so lucky to get this far. With the health that they have, I think there's of the eight healthiest teams in the league, seven of them are playoff teams. So there's a correlation clearly with health and success of your team and making the playoffs. So it's. You know, it really comes down to that at the end of the year. You know, a lot of teams maybe you wouldn't think of as playoff contenders, but they're the healthy ones at the end, and so they're the ones at the end because they have the healthiest team.
So is it would it be okay? Not that he's in the top three, but is Hunter Henry on the list somewhere? You know, you've already dealt with Austin Hooper with the concussion, although he's back on the practice field now. Would Hunter Henry definitely be in the conversation?
Definitely.
I mean, they're a team that wants to be two tight ends a lot. They already got one dinged up, and he's the
My guess is my guess is Hunter Henry has probably played the most snaps of any skill position player on the team.
I'll tell you exactly why I wouldn't feel as badly about Hunter Henry having to potentially miss a couple of games the way Mac Hollins has played. He's almost the same damn size. Now, I know he's a wide receiver, not a tight end, and Hooper can fill in on the line. He got Westover. They just signed C.J. Dupree to the 53. But Mac Hollins, his size, he can basically do everything Hunter does plus all of his own stuff and then some. So it's almost like you have redundancy there or like a backup.
And Woodson is an interesting one for you to bring up, Ted, because I bet you there's some Patriots fans who don't even really know who he is. Like people that watch the game and that. They don't really have an idea who he is.
He's number 31, fourth rounder out of Cal, older guy. Played 6 years in college, so I think he's 26 years old.
I believe he is. The eraser, I think they called him in college because he was erasing
is
problems.
That, oh, I like that. Is that yeah. what that is?
If you had a problem in the back end, coach would lean on him to kind of erase
clean it.
It
up. I like yeah. that. I mean, they basically let go of two former stalwarts in the that played his position and mm-hmm. Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar. So that's we might not have an appreciation for him. They certainly do, and so they think he's that important by the fact that they played him more snaps than anybody else on defense.
And they got Del Pettis out there. Jalen Hawkins, got another guy we've kind of overlooked in terms of his value.
He's been tremendous this year.
And there's a number of those guys. Like Morgan Moses, I would throw in that group. Like, you think of Will Campbell because he was the fourth overall pick and he's the left tackle. And what are you going to do if Morgan Moses isn't out there? He's been part of that continuity, too.
You can afford some injuries here and there as long as Drake May's upright. So, Drake, this team has more room for error than it's ever had. Ever. I mean, there's so many games. I mean, there's a lot of games where you look at it and you go, man, they should have lost this game if you look at it on paper. But, the brilliant play of the quarterback has saved their bacon so many times. I mean, he will cover up some deficiencies you have. So you can't have too many significant injuries, but you can have one or two that you can withstand because of the quarterback.
617-779-7937. Who's on the can't get hurt list for your New England Patriots? Other than the obvious answer, that would be Drake May. We all know that, no disrespect to Joshua Dobbs, but if he has to play an extended stretch, well, that changes the entire narrative of not only the Patriots season, but the AFC and the NFL Super Bowl picture, everything that goes into it. 617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft joins us to talk a little Bruins. Bruins were out west against the Ducks last night. They went down 2-0. They showed that typical fight. They tied it up 3-3 in the third, and then they came up short and they lost to the team in those cool orange sweaters. Little Andrew Razor Raycroft next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.